No, there you go. Hey, Mike?
Hey, what's up, Mike? On the call.
Hey, Mike. I was just about to go and do that. Perfect. Thank you. How are you doing today, Mike?
I'm doing good, man. I just got out of a budget meeting. I'm like rushing.
Numbers, huh?
Because where I'm at, there's no service. I'm like, yo, I got to get to some service. And I'm like flying to get to some service. And I just reached 12 o'clock. Overall, the uphill climb, man. Can't complain.
Awesome.
All right, cool deal. Who else is on the call?
Hi, Mike. This is Carla Starla.
Hey,
I am calling from Los Angeles, California. And I'm so exhausted. I took the bus up last night from San Diego, and I'm waiting on my ride still, and I'm just beat. And I am enjoying myself. I'm walking into what is good for me. I was so excited.
Carla, where in LA are you?
I'm actually at the Greyhound station waiting on my ride.
Okay.
In LA.
Greyhound in downtown?
Yeah, downtown.
Oh, right on. Oh, you're right next to LA Live and all that stuff, man. You're in a good spot.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds great.
Who else is on the call? State your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, it's Ian. Texas.
I got Deanne from Minnesota, and who was from Texas?
Marcella Nichols.
Oh, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Who else is out there? What's your name and where you calling from? Welcome to the call. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hi there, Becky from Burley, Ontario.
Hey, Becky, all the way from Canada. Thank you for calling in.
All right.
Who else is on the call? What's your name and where you calling from? All right, cool down. Whenever you want, Julian, you can go ahead and take the floor.
All right, man. Thanks. I appreciate that. Hey, guys. Welcome to the call. You know, as always, excellent to have you guys here. We're always happy to have you guys here and do this call every day with you. And motivate you, get you inspired to do more than what you're doing. So, you know, on Monday, we talk about passion. And I give you guys a quote from Oprah Winfrey. Passion is energy. Feel the power that comes from focusing on what excites you, right? And so you guys should be feeling a lot of energy from following your passion, doing what you're passionate about. And then Tuesday we hit you up with doing the mindset, right? And mindset is so important. It's half of the battle of winning success, right? And if I could say one thing about mindset, the difference between the good and the great is mindset, okay? And so today we're on Wednesday. We're on hump day. Right, it's middle of the week. We're looking at that, you know, the top of the bell curve, if you will, from a mathematical standpoint of things that I don't like. And so today is the day that we look at getting it done. Right, today is all about we have to get through the week and we have to get it done. Right, so this isn't just surviving to make it to the weekend. This is getting it done. This is putting it down so that we're getting success, so that when we get to that weekend, it's not about rest. It's about celebration. Right, and so. Today is that day that we're going to get it done, right? And so I'll leave you with a quote from Eric Thomas, which is, innovation will be rewarded, but execution will be worshiped, right? And so if we execute from the whole week, when we get to the weekend, we're celebrating the successes that we've had over the week, right? And so I want to tell you a quick story that I have for you, and it's actually a story from my dad. And my dad, he worked in the Navy for 36 years, very, very successful at the top of his department. At his greatest point, he was managing 350 employees, head of the missile weapon testing system for the Navy, and writing all the manuals and everything for the training procedures, approving, you know, million-dollar launches and stuff like that. But what I want to tell you about my dad is that he came – I'm Chinese, and he comes from China, and he was actually born and raised in a city right outside of Hong Kong. And his story is actually really amazing because he grew up in the ghetto, And I know when you guys think ghetto, you guys think maybe about Harlem in, on the East Coast, or you think about 7 Mile if you're from Chicago, or you think in L.A., you think about Watts or South Central, something like that. But in comparison to where my dad grew up, those places look like middle-upper-class America, okay? So where he grew up, I mean, you're talking like it was real bad, right? I mean, if you think those are bad, this is 10 times worse than where he grew up, okay? So he comes to America, and he has two principles that he's going to work off of, right? The two principles that he's going to work off of is honesty and let your work speak for you, right? And so honesty, I mean, that's straightforward, right? Just be honest with what you're doing, you know, be straight up about it, and that's all you need to know about that, right? But the let your work speak for you is really what I want to touch on about today, because it's Wednesday and it's something, it's all about getting your work done, right? And so you think about letting your work speak for you, right? A lot of times we're talking about our dreams, we're talking about the vision, we're being innovative, we're doing all these things, but a lot of it is talking and not so much doing, right? And so what we need to do is do more doing, right? And so we got Wednesday, we've got Thursday, we've got Friday to get it done. And so we got a lot of doing to do. If you haven't been doing, then today is the day to get going and start doing, right? And so when you work from a perspective of excellence, everything you're going to do, you're going to do 110%, then your work speaks for you, right? And so when you're here marketing online, you're working your business, you're at your job, you can have the greatest aspirations, but if you're not working to get to them, you're never going to get closer to them, right? So the more that we work, the more that we enjoy our work, the more that we put our 110% into it, then the closer we're going to get to having more success under our belt, okay? It's not just getting the success, but it's having more of it under our belt to feel more confident about what we're doing, to enjoy more what we're doing, right? And the more success that you're getting, then the more you're going to have faith in your belt, and the better that life overall is going to be, you know, just that much better, right? And so I just want you to keep in mind, you know, that your work, let it speak for you. It's your success speaking for you as you go through the day, okay? And so as you're working here today, Wednesday, humping, getting through it, don't think about, I just need to make it to the weekend. I need to make it to the weekend to celebrate all the work and success that I got done this week, okay? So I want to celebrate on Friday when we do this. I want to be celebrating with you guys on the work that you got done this week and all the accomplishments, you know, big or small. If you blog consistently for 3 days, awesome. I want to celebrate that on Friday with you, right? If you, you know, did your first video this week, awesome. I want to celebrate that with you on Friday, okay? So get the work done, do it. I'm going to turn this back over to Mike, and he's going to come back on and fire you guys up some more.
Oh, man, thank you so much, Jules. Very, 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 very good point. One of the biggest things that stuck out was funny is I was listening to Tony Robbins this morning on my ride to the gym, and he said that leaders are honest with themselves and they're honest with others. And one of the biggest things is, you know, we go out there and we set the, you know, we talk about vision and dreams all the time because, you know, vision is what we're passionate about, and passion is going to, you know, drive us to do the work that we want to do each and every day. And then, you know, sometimes, you know, you got this dream, you got this vision, you press forward, and then all of a sudden you die out. You know, you lose your passion somewhere down the road. Something happens where you just, all of a sudden, it's not worth it anymore. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, my God, I'm too overwhelmed. And I think one of the biggest things, when you start to be honest with yourself, you start to realize exactly what you can do now and what you can't do now. And I want you to start chunking things down into baby steps, okay? When you start doing the work, don't look at the mountain of work. I want you to break it down into baby steps. I want you to start chunking this stuff down into bits and pieces. Once you start breaking it down to bits and pieces, you're going to get more of those things that Jules was talking about, celebrations, right? So not only will you just celebrate on Friday, you're going to celebrate every day, every single day, after every single task that you have accomplished, after every single thing that you've checked off that list, after every single thing that you've done, you're going to raise your hands and say, yes, yes, I just took another step forward. Right? It's just like a child, guys. We have to, what do we have to do? We have to crawl before we walk. It's all baby steps. It's okay to take small steps because small steps over time are going to compound and they're going to give you momentum. And when you get momentum, man, not only did, will you have success, but people that are following you are going to have success. People that you're doing work for are going to have success when you get to that momentum state. But it starts with taking baby steps, small steps each and every day to your goals, and celebrate each and every one of them, man. I don't care what it was that you did. I don't care if you didn't make you any money. I don't care if it wasn't valuable to somebody else. But if it was a task that needed to be accomplished, I want you to celebrate that victory, because when you start to get so excited about the things that you're doing now on a small level, right, the universe is going to start to tell you that this person can handle something on a bigger level, because you start to appreciate. There we go. We're going back to that appreciate word again. It always comes back to appreciation. It always comes back to passion, right? Every single day we need to be taking these small, big steps to get to exactly where we want. Yes, have the big goal. Have the big dreams. But chunk that stuff down. And when you chunk it down into daily steps, the process just gets so much easier. You start to master these small steps, right? What I just recently did, I found myself in a position where I was extremely overwhelmed with everything I was doing every day. I'm a co-founder of a product that teaches people how to syndicate, you know, their blogging content, how to syndicate their videos, and just how to get their message and get more exposure. And I found myself getting so into the syndicating that I was doing so much each and every day. You know, it looked about, you know, my dream is to work, you know, 2 to 3 hours a day. I was doing, you know, 5-6 hours a day working on my stuff, super late at night, super early in the morning. I was like, man, this is just simply too much. So I fell back. You know, even though I was getting results that I loved, but I wasn't happy with everything that I was doing, because it wasn't part of the dream. It wasn't part of the dream to work 6-7 hours a day on my business. Part of the dream was to work 2-3 hours a day on the business. So I chunked it down, and I said, you know what, I'm going to hire someone. I hired a personal assistant to start helping things, started training her and stuff like that, started taking the load off the table, right? I was like, man, I'm overwhelming her now. Now I'm overwhelming her with so many things. I'm like, you got to do this, and this. And now she's overwhelmed, and we're still not getting things done, and I'm still not happy with the difference in the process. So I fell back. I said, you know what? I took all the tasks away from her, and I let her focus on one thing. I helped her to take baby steps. I helped me take baby steps. I had to work on one thing over and over and over for about a week, maybe even 2 weeks. Just small, simple tasks, right? To the point where she was like, man, you had to do more work for me, right? But this, at this point, this one task started generating leads. You know, I'm speaking in online terminology now. Our business is built based on, you know, generating leads each and every day. So I started generating leads with this one particular task, and she got this thing going on autopilot, and it's happening. We're generating leads, and all of a sudden, I asked her to do one other thing. Now, not only is she executing the first thing, but she's learning the next thing. She's starting to execute it. And then another week goes by, I add something else. And before we know it, we got this machine that's pumping content out there into the community, syndicating things. We got all this stuff going. It's just the two of us making it happen. And now we're both happy. She's happy with her whole business, and I'm happy with my business. Everything's going well because we fell back and decided to take big steps. Right? When you start taking baby steps, you start to master things a lot easier, right? Than doing 4 and 5 different things at one time. You start to master this one particular thing. It gets so easy. You move on to the next thing. It gets so easy. Before you know it, you're like, wow, I'm making all this money. Everything's on autopilot. This is cool. It's the same thing with your employment, right? Sometimes we come into our office and there's just 20 things to do on the desk. They got post-it notes everywhere. Emails are coming in from left to right. You got to fall back and chunk this stuff out. Chunk it out into hours. Chunk it out into 30-minute sessions. Take a break every 20 minutes, every 25 minutes. Do what you can to chunk your work down so that life can be a lot simplistic, okay? Once life is so simplistic and you start taking these baby steps, before you know it, you're going to start materializing your dreams. So just to reiterate this call, because I know I'm bouncing right now, I'm going to bring you guys back. The point of the call is to do what? Have baby steps. I want you to start being honest with yourself about where you at and what you can accomplish right now. Don't overwhelm yourself. Master one thing at a time. One thing at a time. Take one step at a time. One step at a time. Okay. The hint to this all is consistency. Do it every single day. Every hour on the hour. Make sure you're being consistent. But whatever you choose, whatever you decide to work on, be consistent with it as much as possible. It's going to start to generate you. And the result, you're going to get a little bored and you're going to start learning something else. And you're going to keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going. The consistency is going to start to overwhelm you because you're just getting so many things done. You're so excited. All of a sudden, you start to get that passion back because now you have this momentum. Once you get to that momentum, man, you look behind you and you see an army of people just with you moving forward. One vision, one goal, getting things done because you decided. You decided today at this moment that I'm going to focus on baby steps. That I'm going to take this thing one step at a time. Because you decided today, a few months, a few weeks, a few months down the line, a few years down the line, you started to change other people's lives because you started today and said, I'm going to fall back and take baby steps, guys. We're at 12:16 on the call. Jules came with some great tips today. How to be more honest with yourself and getting things done, doing it. Not just talk the game, but do it, do what you got to do. If you ever heard of Art Williams and you listen to his do it speech, he goes over and over and over. He says, just do it. And everybody's giving them all this different examples of what they're going to do and how they should do it. And Art Williams said, that's fantastic, just do it. So get out there and just start doing something. Start doing it one step at a time. Don't overwhelm yourself because we're here to have a good time. We're here to create the life of our dreams. We're not here to make our lives more hectic, to be more stressful. No, we're here to live the life of our dreams. We're here to design what we want. So you're going to start designing today by taking baby steps, guys. If there's anybody on the call who wants to share something that's happened to them this week up until today, some type of breakthrough, something they've gotten, a new result they've gotten in their business, some way, shape, or form you've been able to expand your mind based on this call or based on some other material that you listen to. If you want to share it, I want to open up the call for a minute, for a few minutes, and each person gets about a minute or so to kind of just share it with the community. You can do that now. Just jump out and start talking. Don't be shy, guys. Just jump out. Start talking. I know there's something that happened in your business. You can cut me off. Just say, Mike, I want to talk. There's something magical that had to happen in your business this week. There's some type of shift that had to happen. If you're being consistent, there's some shift that happened in your business. And I want you to share with the community. You just jump out and say whatever you want. You can cut me off. Don't hesitate. I know there's a ton of people on the call because I've heard the chimes since 12 o'clock.
I think they're all
right, guys.
Well, I personally.
There you go. Go ahead.
I personally know for me, the business that I've just recently gotten into, I am not familiar with it at all. And like you were saying, Mike, you're feeling like overwhelmed with some of your responsibilities and duties and things like that. I, for myself, found myself getting overwhelmed, and I was spending more time reading and studying and listening to audios and things like that instead of like really applying what I was learning. And so what I have found is that I have to have a balance. I definitely need to continue to study and to, learn and to do what I've been doing, but I also need to take the knowledge, as I get it and apply it to, to my business. And because this isn't a hobby. This is my business now, and this is something that I've chosen to do. I've owned my own business for 16 years, and I've made the decision to quit my job or to wind it down. And so basically this is where I'm at right now. It's like, there is no plan B. There's only a plan A. That's how I have to operate. I have to make this work. I cannot quit for myself, for my children, my family. So I listening to these calls and listening to the Think and Grow Rich call, it's just kind of like that mind shift. And it's something that feeds me and feeds my soul and feeds my mind. And so, that's just something that I totally can relate to with the being overwhelmed. But as I continue to kind of find a balance, I just find myself like getting over the anxiety and the fear and the, you know, just driving through the confusion and everything, and you know, and also reaching out for help. That's something that's been very difficult for me because I don't like to do that. I like to try to do everything on my own, but we are not islands unto ourselves. And so, and people in the community have been so supportive and so just awesome with their help and just reaching out. And I don't even ask for any help. And it's funny how the universe and God just kind of places the right people in the right situations in your life when you're ready. And sometimes we ask for things and they don't come when we want them to, but that's because we're not ready at the time when we're asking for them. And then as we start to be ready and as things start to shift, the universe will start to give you more and more responsibility. And so that's what's starting to happen to me now. And this is what I've asked for. And so it's coming. So, you know, here we go.
Nice. When the student's ready, the teacher will come, right? Now, did you hear her voice when she started to speak and she continued to speak and she started to become more passionate and she started to think about all the things that, you know, all the good things that she's been getting over the past couple of weeks in her business, and the passion just started to come out in her voice. And that's the stuff that we're looking to do for people, man. Simply building the greatest community of people, developing the mindset to win. I salute you on pressing forward in your business and doing everything that you need to do each and every day to make it happen. You've been consistent. I've seen you on the internet and stuff like that. So we celebrate you today for just pressing forward and doing what you have to do every single day. Go ahead. Somebody want to talk?
Becky.
Go ahead.
I have a few words for that woman that was just speaking. I'm sorry I didn't get her name.
Oh, Dionne. I'm sorry. It's Dionne.
Oh, Dionne. I am really new at internet marketing, and my background is in health, so this is like, you know, 480 degrees.
Yep.
And when I first started to get into it, first of all, I saw that I could and believed make money online.
Yeah.
And so I got so severely overwhelmed, so frustrated, because simple tasks people said, you know, well, just this or just that. I didn't know what this and that was. I didn't even know how to get another tab open on the bloody computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, okay, enough. You know, this is brand new. And so I have to just allow myself to be non-knowing anything and to just set aside time for me to learn. And that's just what I did. I just had to learn. And I still did my tasks. But my focus was on learning. And before I even knew it, with the teachings I was getting, I was ranking on the first page of Google and Yahoo. So,
wow.
So really, that's what I did. I gave myself permission.
Yeah.
She gave herself permission. What? She gave herself permission. How big is that? You know, it goes back to the beginning of the call, baby steps. You know, 20% of the things that we do every day are the things that are going to make money, right? The other 80% are just to-dos. They're just busy work. It's the 20% of things that we focus on that are going to get us results. When you learn to start chunking it down to that 20%, right, and you focus on that every single day, you're gonna see yourself get more and more results. It's going to be gradual, you know, over time, but like I said, results are they compound, right? Success compounding, right? It's the small things that you've done over time each and every day to get the results that you want. So I salute both of you ladies for just doing what you need to do every single day and just pressing forward. You know, my favorite line is just press forward through your circumstance and just do what you have to do. Anybody else want to sit? I'm at 25. There's probably enough room for another person to share a testimony or success story if they like. If not, we'll start to get to the close. Jules, if there's any other last words you want to share with the community, you can do so, my friend. But we're going to be closing up in a few minutes. All right, cool deal.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jules. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, no, that's cool. You can close it out. I'm good.
All right, brother. So thank you, Jules, for sharing. Thank you for sharing what you shared today. Thank you for the stories that were shared today. I'm so happy that everybody's getting results and they're moving forward. You know, this 30 minutes of my day, Monday through Friday, is extremely important to me to be here and to be at my best. Each and every one of you that plug into this call just forces me to be my best, to just go through. When I hang up this phone, you know, I'm making a decision of how I'm going to be my best. Short story, this morning I decided, you know, last couple of weeks I haven't been attending the gym as often as I used to. I've always had this thing where I'm successful in one area, I kind of slack in the other. So that's my new goal moving forward. I'm sharing that with you guys. I'm putting it out there in the atmosphere to make sure that I'm consistent with my physical life as well as my financial life. And it has to balance out if you want, you know, if you want true clarity. You know, all that stuff has to balance out. So I got up this morning. I was moving back and forth in the bed, and I was telling myself, no, I'm not going to sleep for another 30 minutes. Do it tomorrow. Forget that. And then I just, you know, all of a sudden, you know, it's crazy. I must have this obsession with Tony Robbins because I just had this Tony Robbins voice just pop in my head, like, get up and move, right? So I just got up. Dude, I listen to him every day, so he's like all in my head. So I get up and I just hop into my shoes, you know, I just put on my workout clothes, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to have a quick breakfast. I packed my bag the night before. I noticed that when I packed my bag the night before, I usually just go to the gym because my bag is packed. I did that. I got to the gym. I had a great workout. That's a whole nother conversation, dude. Get prepared, right? So
yeah.
I had a great workout, and from there, you know, I just took off, went to my budget meeting, and I was fired up, and I got on this call. So every day is just everything's this morning just been happening. It's been happening the proper way because I just started to start my day with my hour of power. And if you don't have an hour of power, we're gonna talk about that on another call. So keep stay tuned. Text motivation to 77948. 77948. Text motivation to 77948 for update, guys. Guys, go out there, conquer the world, be your best self, take these steps. You know, success is going to come to you. You just got to let it start compounding, right? You just got to start letting your results compound. You got to start letting your steps compound over time. That's all this is. That's all success is, doing something every single day, taking big steps every single day, and just expanding what you know, just expanding your work ethic, just getting a little smarter every day, just getting a little sharper every single day, and just pressing forward through any circumstance. I don't care if it's financial, physical, emotional, whatever it is, just keep pressing forward, guys. No matter what, can't nobody stop you if you just keep moving forward, if you just truck it through it. I used to play football, and it was all about blasting a hole, do whatever you have to do to just get it done, guys. This is Mike Williams. I love you. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Later.